views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools, empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. I'm Christine Upchurch, and you are listening to the Christine Upchurch Show on Transformation Talk Radio. You probably recognize my voice if you've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio. For the better part of the last year, I have been on a show called Authenticity Rising with my partner in fun, Sabrina Fritz. And so I'm fortunate to continue to be a part of the Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm also fortunate enough to join the KKNW family today with my new show. It's a big day here. I'm so excited. It's February 1st, and we're having our usual cloudy weather here in Seattle. How are you doing, Benny?
Doing well, and lo and behold, I know I thought I saw you twice today. The New Spirit Journal has an article. In fact, you have the front page here, my dear.
Yes, indeed.
You've made it big time, other than being on the radio.
Well, it's funny how this works. You know, originally, I was supposed to be on a different day and time. I was supposed to start on KKNW in January. And also, like back in November, mm-hmm. Krista Gibson, who's the editor and mm-hmm. one of the owners of New Spirit Journal, mm-hmm. she said, you know, I've gotten intuitive guidance that I'm supposed to put you on the cover of New Spirit Journal on February 1st. And I'm thinking, oh, that's great. You know, I felt really humbled and really excited.
Sure, why
it's
not?
Like getting my message out there. And then you know, things shifted with the show. All of a sudden, I had a wish for having a weekly show on Fridays, and it appeared within a day. And, you know, Dr. Pat's calling me and say, hey, would you be interested in this time slot? And it's like, yes. And then I realized that both lined up February 1st. And when the universe kind of arranges things like that, to me, it's underscoring the information that it's right, you know, that I've got support, and it's fabulous. So I'm really excited to be here and to share my message and to get to reach out to amazing guests. It also happens to be my birthday week. I'm turning 38 yet again, and I'm not saying how many times I've turned 38.
Once. Come on, be real.
But it's also my guest's birthday week, too. We've got a birthday a day apart, so it's fun, and it's all divinely orchestrated. Now, if you know me, you know that I've got this passion for the science, because I'm a former research statistician who turned healer after healing myself of cancer. So I'm really interested in the science, but also the psychology and the spirituality. And so I really appreciate people who see reality from all aspects, because I believe that when you look at the science and the psychology and the spiritual aspects of life and bring it together, then that is where the most transformation can occur. So I'm really excited because my guest today fits that bill. Now, my guest today is Lauren Archer, and how we met is kind of interesting. We have known each other for 6 or 7 years. And years ago, I was at an event with Gary Schwartz. Now, Gary Schwartz is a professor at the University of Arizona. He and some of his colleagues have tested my healing ability on numerous occasions. And so he and I happened to be at an event in L.A., and it was one of those events where everybody's got a name tag on, right? And mine said Christine Upchurch, you know, Woodinville, Washington, because that's where I live and that's where my healing center is. And he just happened to glance down at my name tag as we were chatting. He said, oh, you're from Woodinville? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, I just got married in Woodinville. I'm thinking, what? He lives in Tucson. Why did you get married in Woodinville? And he says, oh, yeah, my new wife, she's got a dear friend, and we got married at her house. You must know her. Her name is Lauren Archer. And I'm thinking, I don't think I've met her. And he's like, oh, you have to know her. She's a mover, a shaker. She works in the same realm you do. You've got to know each other. And so he actually linked us up. So, you know, he's from Tucson. We were in L.A. And he linked me up with Lauren, who lived 2 miles down the street from me, which is really kind of amusing. But when I got to know her, it's like, yes, I cannot believe I didn't know of her before, because she is a leader, an educator, and a really amazing person. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's a hypnotherapist. She does cognitive behavioral coaching. She also is a facilitator for retreats and workshops, a media producer as well. She's created over 14 self-help audio programs. She's helped thousands of people experience relief from stress-related disorders, destructive habits and addictions, and self-limiting fears and insecurities. She teaches mind-body weight loss strategies for hospitals and clinics. She's also the spokesperson for the East Side Women in Business, which is a professional women's networking organization here in the Seattle area. She's also a networker, a leader, and a bright light, and I'm pleased to call her a friend. Lauren Archer, welcome to the show.
Wow, Christine, thank you for that fabulous introduction. It's great to be here. It's great to celebrate your first official show as your show with you.
Yeah, it's funny because you and I have had this chat about how, you know, I was getting all these guests arranged for various shows, and I just couldn't find somebody for the first, and all of a sudden I decided to just tune in to my inner guidance, and your name popped in. It's like, yes, of course. And you and I have been on shows together here in the same studio, being interviewed together before, and it's just absolutely perfect because you do embody that message that I have of coming from this place where you're integrating mind, body, and spirit together and linking those together for true transformation, as opposed to, say, transcending the mind or transcending the emotions or transcending the physical. You like me, understand that you need to link that together for real transformation. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you know, to that point, I just feel like we are so blessed, we're so lucky to be alive at this point in history where we have access to so much information. We have access to all the world's sacred traditions, right? So that spirituality that is part of the psychology. We have access through the internet of, you know, all those archives. We have fabulous new psychology being born every day. The whole field of positive psychology is near and dear to my heart. And then with brain research, with neuroscience, being able to really witness how the body changes physiologically based upon minuscule shifts in thinking, minuscule shifts in emotion, it's no longer something that we speculate on. Now we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these kinds of possibilities exist, that as we shift our thinking, shift our beliefs, shift our heart, it changes everything. And kind of like, I love the image of dropping a pebble in a pond, you know.
Right.
It changes the vibration all around us and in ways that we don't even understand. You know, we're able to measure, based on research from the Institute of Heart Math now, we're able to measure the electromagnetic field generated by the human heart. And we can measure that up to 3 feet beyond the physical body, and it creates a shape. It creates a pattern, a toroidal shape.
Right.
And so when someone is feeling fears and doubts and insecurities or guilt or shame or any negative emotion, it affects that pattern in a way that, you know, people can sense it. It and that ripples out into the universe and affects your world. And yet when we can learn how it feels to bring ourselves into a state of alignment and coherence and create harmony with our thoughts, with our emotions, with our physiology, and with our values and our direction, that changes the shape of that electromagnetic field and changes how we influence the world around us. It's so elegant. It's so beautiful because, you know, these are, you know, systems, right? So you make a change in any one part of the system and it changes the whole. So that gives us as healers lots of tools. And that what I find interesting about that, I was thinking about your work and my work and how each of us come at the system a little bit differently,
right?
You know, but a little tweak in one way or another can completely shift somebody's life.
Absolutely. And when you're talking about that toroidal pattern, that is our energy that flows. And so even though you're talking and sounding scientific, right? You're talking about an aspect of our spirituality. This is an aspect of our spirituality that science can measure. So they're actually seeing if that energy is flowing more readily, if you've got a larger toroidal pattern, then you have that light, that energy from source flowing through you with greater ease and greater abundance, which of course is going to vibrationally affect what you manifest in your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, we we have these blind spots to where we are out of phase or out of sync in our own patterns. You know, we'll be cruising through life and it's like, oh, people, you know, we bump our heads against the wall, or we have habits or addictions that we can't seem to get rid of, or, right, you know, we want to get ourselves to do something, but we just can't seem to do it. And we can't always see where our own limitations are, which is why it's wonderful to have a community of healers that we do around here. I mean, KKNW, I was thinking about that this morning, and Dr. Pat, have big thank yous to her for kind of creating the vision of bringing so many healers together in collaboration, not competition.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, being able to share our resources and what that can do for people. I know I tap into a lot of the healers in my community when I get stuck.
Oh, and I do as well. And it's really, there's a variety of gifts out there. And as we go about our lives, I mean, it doesn't matter how evolved we are, we're stuck in one way or another because we're still in human form.
That's just true.
It's sort of an aspect of being human. And then it's a matter of, okay, well, what feels right to me? And there are so many choices now. And people like Dr. Pat have gotten the information out there that they're sane people. They're not just the real woo-woo, like only those who burn incense every day. Don't want to offend anybody who burns incense. Burns incense every day, you know, goes to one of these people. You know, we're talking people who are sitting in that commute crunch out there, drinking their coffee after that they picked up at Starbucks, who are living their mainstream lives, and then they're going and seeing healers of a variety such as yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So when we come back, I want to ask you, the title of this show is Awaken the Power of the Mind. And I'm curious about what you do and what it means to awaken that power. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to the Christine Upchurch Show. We have Lauren Archer here. Stay tuned for more.
Shoots up through the stony ground, there's no room, no space to rent in this town.
Isn't it time you experienced a new and divine way of being? Do you know your destiny? Are you fulfilling your greatest potential? Michael Shane and the Ascension Foundation proudly present a guide called Kartron, channeled by Patrick McCormick, a 26-year veteran of working with the higher realms. Kartron is an interdimensional being assisting humanity to embrace its true divine potential. Kartron examines your agreements on a soul, planetary, and other soul levels to assist you to shift and clear those pathways and re-spark your spiritual evolution and awaken your destiny. Patrick will be conducting sessions at the Ascension Foundation January 23rd to 29th. For in-person, phone, private, or group sessions from January 23rd to 29th, call the Ascension Foundation at 855-692-4235. That's 855-692-4235.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie K, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
It's a beautiful day.
You are back on the Christine Upchurch Show with Lauren Archer today. And on the Christine Upchurch Show, we talk about how we're having stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. And for me, stellar means best and outstanding. And we certainly have an outstanding guest with us here today. But the other thing I think of when I think of the word stellar, I think of stars and how stars are a bright light piercing the darkness. And to me, that really speaks to what Lauren Archer does in the work that she does. It's like, you know, no matter how evolved we are, we're stuck in certain ways, right? And we have some darkness within us. How do we pierce through that, Lauren?
Wow, big question. I love it. One of the things that I believe in my core is when given the time and the space and just enough guidance or direction, the human mind and heart has the ability to adjust itself. So a big part of the work that I do is listening, right? I listen to when someone comes in and says, hey, I've got this going on, that going on. They'll tell me part of their story, but the story is usually irrelevant. It's the essence of the pattern that they've created in their lives.
Okay, I want you to repeat that because that feels really important for some of our listeners right now. Can you say that again?
Yes, the story is irrelevant. It's about the patterns that they've created in their lives.
Ah, so if the patterns are there, no matter what the story is, if you move into another situation, you're recreating the same kind of thing because the pattern's ingrained.
That's a good way to look at it. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a process. It's usually a core belief that's hidden that they can't see. You know, I mentioned before, we all have blind spots. We can't necessarily see them. There's that darkness. We're fumbling around in the dark. We don't know how. Sometimes it's about process. It's right. about implementing a strategy in order to get what we want. But we don't have the strategy in place, and we don't see that we don't have the strategy in place.
Right.
So being able to work with someone who knows how to listen to those underlying patterns in thought and help to do sometimes it's just the smallest little tweak to, first of all, release the, you know, as children, we absorb not only beliefs, but emotional patterns from the world around us. We imprint on a subconscious level what our parents, what our siblings, what our schoolmates, you know, what we see on TV, all of those kinds of things get imprinted into our belief system, and we don't even necessarily recognize they're there.
Right. Well, I think what happens when we're children is we absorb it and we believe it to be truth.
Absolutely. Yes.
And if it's truth, then why question it?
Exactly. Yeah. And so working with some of these ideas and being able to There are some processes that I do in my office to help people identify where it is they want to go and then look at what those beliefs are that are standing in the way, and we can bust through them. And a lot of times it's more gentle than you think. I mean, some people think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to, you know, dig deep and analyze all this stuff. And this is what, you know, traditional psychotherapy, they might analyze and understand intellectually why certain things happen and why you believe a certain thing, but that doesn't change the behavior. That doesn't change at a cellular level.
Right.
You know, that doesn't change who you are. It's in the subconscious that we can shift those beliefs. And a lot of times we can do it very gently without having to drudge up, without having to re-traumatize in a way.
Interesting, because I think that, first of all, I think that there are a lot of people who are listening right now, myself included, who are able to see that we're stuck in certain patterns, and yet not having had released them completely, not recognizing how to get beyond that awareness. So what you're saying is there's a different level of consciousness that you need to tap into, person needs to tap into in order to release.
Absolutely. And sometimes it can be so simple. It again, it's not about the story. It is often about the process. I when I listen to somebody tell me what's going on in their lives, I have a way of kind of seeing, sensing, feeling, interpreting their mental map It's a structure. It's a pattern. And where they are at this moment in time, it's like the intersection of, you know, past, present, and future, the intersection of time and space. And sometimes it's just the tiniest little shift in order to get them on a trajectory towards where they want to go. And a lot of times that's really about identifying their values, you know, because sometimes we're living our lives not in alignment with our values. You know, we may be doing things that we think we should do, but at a deep core level, it's not really something we value. And so there's a contradiction. And if anybody could see me, I'm moving my hands kind of across my center. When there's a contradiction between your ideas of, you know, who you are and what you think is right and what you think you should be doing, and then your core values, what you really believe, you can feel it in your body, like something is off, and it creates tension.
Absolutely. And I call that divided vibration or an inauthentic vibration, because it's your actions, your choices, your thoughts are actually in conflict with your authentic voice.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what that looks like, too, on a pattern level, I know you work with patterns, so it's so fun to be able to talk with people who understand this, right? So in physics, right, we've got sound waves and light waves can either be coherent or chaotic.
Right.
And a chaotic pattern is going to cancel each other out, and it's weak and it's ineffective. But a coherent pattern, you know, continues. A coherent sound wave will, like, continue on, you know, for miles. A coherent light wave is a laser beam. So the more coherent we are in the vibration of our system, and we can sense that on a lot of different ways. And when I work with people, actually, they're surprised at how much body work we do. It's not really I don't do any hands-on.
You're actually a personal trainer as well, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I've done that, yeah, because I'm really into health and fitness. And in fact, a little aside, I'm working with a couple of colleagues on a weight loss program, and we teach at Evergreen Hospital. The class is called Eat Well, Play More, and it's called Enlighten Body. So it's about bringing light, bringing awareness into the body.
Right.
And that's a big part of the work that I do in my office. A lot of times people are surprised because I'll spend quite a few minutes explaining what's happening in their body when they're in a stress state and what's happening in their body when they're in a coherent state, and teaching them how to feel that, and how to bring their awareness, their attention, their observation into their body to sense what they're sensing and feel what they're feeling and learn how to shift those patterns, because it's as much physical. We could, like I said before, with psychology, we could understand and analyze till we're blue in the face and not have any difference.
Right.
But when we start to bring it into our own sensing and shift those patterns, we can gain, and we gain, it works both ways. We gain insight and intuition as we tune our attention into our body. Our heart has intelligence.
Right.
So I could just ramble on about this.
And it's definitely a vibrational thing, because from my perspective as a healer, the name of the game for being coherent, for being joyful, for thriving, is to open up the stagnation of light and energy within, and to open up the flow even more, so that energy, that light source, if you will, God, the field, whatever you want to call it, so that it can flow through you. So not only do you feel better, but you get more and more intuitive information, as you were talking about. It's very exciting when you see somebody shift like that, right?
It is. And, you know, my own personal story, I was one of those people that I really didn't live in my body.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't realized until I started doing some of the work with the Institute of Heart Math about 7 years ago, I hadn't realized the percentage of my day that I was spending in a stressful state.
Right.
You know, and state, you know, that is the sum total of all the neurophysiological processes happening in an individual at a given moment in time. And in NLP and in sports psychology, we work with states, helping people identify a zone state. Well, you can't identify, you know, where you want to go until you start identifying where you are. And I was shocked. I really was shocked to find out how much time my body and my thoughts and my beliefs were in this kind of heightened stress state.
Right.
And once I learned to recognize that, it wasn't necessarily comfortable, but then that gave me a way to begin to practice what it felt like being in a more open, heartfelt state, feeling that light coming through me, and being able to understand it on a much deeper level. You know, I understood for years about positive thinking and about, you know, oh, you got to change your thoughts and you got to change your beliefs. But until you really bring that into the body, it doesn't usually sit, which is why a lot of people say, well, positive thinking doesn't work. You know, it's just a bunch of affirmations. Well, right. that's only one piece of it. You know, we're multidimensional beings. So
absolutely,
it has to be on a lot of levels.
And I think that a lot of people who use conscious intent think that it's really about the mind, but they don't understand that it is the body, as you said, and the emotions. But there's also an aspect of letting go that feels really important. That releasing allows that connection to the divine, that connection to our internal guidance, which also comes from the body, as you were saying before, and the emotions. And if you don't let go and release, then how do you shift?
Well, yeah, good point. You do have to learn how to release, and a lot of people haven't learned how because we have this constant vigilance. You know, a lot of that's fear-based that we think. And you know, one of the presuppositions in my work and in hypnotherapy and neurolinguistic programming is that every behavior has a positive intent, even self-sabotaging behaviors.
Yes.
So even holding on to fears, even being unable to let go, even, you know, overeating, smoking, drinking, whatever those destructive habits may be, ultimately there is a positive intent behind it. And when we can stop beating ourselves up, when we can recognize that even that inner critic has a positive intent, when we can learn how to work with those parts of ourselves and those aspects and shift gently, oh my gosh, it can be, you know, so beautiful, because then it's an easy change. It's not white knuckling it through having to give something up because we're deprived and we can't have it anymore, but we're going to use our willpower. No, it's this wonderful, gentle aha moment where, you know, we can easily let that go and step forward. And it's always, you know, like habits aren't broken, they're replaced. So we don't just cut something out without replacing it with something even better.
Beautiful. We're talking to Lauren Archer today on the Christine Upchurch Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with the Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Make you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now.
We are back on the Christine Upchurch Show, and I'm here, fortunate enough, to be speaking to Lauren Archer. Lauren, can you let our listeners know how to contact you, please?
Sure, absolutely. I've got lots of ways. I tell you, with social media these days, it's kind of fun. I have a gift. So if anybody wants to like my Facebook page, which is actually called Positive Central. So Positive Central on Facebook, I will send you an MP3 file of one of my audio programs called Awakening Soul. It's a really fun little 12-minute piece that provides positive affirmations of some of the ideas that Christine and I are talking about today to help you kind of keep those reminders fresh in your consciousness. My website is lauren-archer.com. Believe it or not, there was somebody else with the name Lauren Archer. So I put a little dash in there. So lauren-archer.com. And you can find information about my office. I have an office in downtown Kirkland where I see clients. And then I've got some classes coming up. So under the news and events tab, you'll see my classes and I can tell you more about those. In fact, I've got a little discount for those of you who mentioned the Christine Upchurch Show for one of my classes coming up.
Yeah, that's great. And you and I have something in the works as well. So you should pay attention to Lauren's website, the events page, and pay attention to mine as well, because we're going to have some fun together, you know, beyond the studio.
Absolutely. Christine and I have worked together a little bit, and there is some magic that happens when you bring conscious people together, you know, two or more, and synergize. And she's got a beautiful space in Woodinville at the Stellar Reflections office, and we've got some things up our sleeves to do some powerful transformative events.
And, you know, earlier you were talking about how the shift is energetic. I forget exactly what terms you use, but you know, my healer mind changed that to sort of vibrational. And on the break, we were actually talking about your CDs. Now, you've got some wonderful CDs out there that are designed to help people, whether it be, you know, letting go of an addiction or to sleep better or whatever. And I have to tell you, when I put one of those into my computer and listen, it's just like listening to your voice. It just gets me into that mellow space. And it does shift our brainwaves, correct, when we get into that state?
It does, absolutely. Well, we all go in and out of different brainwave states throughout the day. And, you know, beta is basically, you know, waking, kind of working. Alpha is kind of a slower, relaxed, but still awake.
Uh-huh.
Theta is that yummy in-between sleep and waking state where some of the bright lights of previous generations used to recognize it. It was also called the hypnagogic state.
Hypnagogic.
So
I've learned a new word. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah. Thomas Edison and some of his contemporaries used to actually attempt to get into that state in order to gain insight for their inventions. And so I heard the story. I love this. They would sit in a chair, close their eyes, and attempt to get into that state. But to avoid falling all the way into sleep, they would put some ball bearings in each of their hands, and they would have metal buckets on the floor underneath their hands. So if their body ended up relaxing and falling into delta, which is the sleep pattern,
right.
The ball bearings would slip out of their hands, crash into the metal buckets, and wake them up. So it's been well documented for decades that this is a very powerful state. And there's also, what they call the golden 20, the 20 minutes when you first wake up in the morning
uh-huh.
and the 20 minutes before you go to bed is really powerful times to do inner work, transformation work. And so, I've got a series of CDs that people say they like my voice because when I speak very closely to a microphone and bring someone into a trance state, it's soothing. And those of you who get the notion of vibration might recognize that there's information encoded in the vibration of my voice, and it has to do with my intention for the listener's behalf, which is, you get into science of mind principles, and it's, my intention is for the highest good for whoever's listening, and that actually is encoded into the vibrational pattern. So when you listen to it, you pick some of that up. So, I've got you. They're available on cdbaby.com. I believe there's a link on my website, lauren-archer.com, where you can order those.
And one of the things I really appreciated about one of the CDs I was listening to is that you said in it, you're already starting to take people into that, relaxing state. And you said, if during this, if I say a word that you don't like, or if I'm making a suggestion that doesn't quite resonate with you, then choose a different one. So you were actually leading us through this journey into ourselves, and also saying, this is your journey, not mine. This is not about me directing you. This is about you finding your way on your own, which was beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, I've had other therapists who've listened to my work that recognize the depth of the language patterns. There's really a lot going on in there that it's very open-ended. I use nominalizations, which invite an individual to tap into their own value system, their own energy patterns. I don't say, okay, now you are walking down a blue river and see the green grass. No. You're having your own journey.
Right, which is wonderful.
Thank you.
And, you were talking about the vibration of your voice. Being a healer, I know how powerful vibration is in terms of how it affects our reality and how it affects our lives, our health, our happiness. And, yes, there absolutely is a vibration. And it doesn't matter if it's just it's not necessarily the disc itself. It's, as you said, it's the intention. It's out there in the field, as Lynn McTaggart calls it.
Yes.
And it's something that people access. And on the break, you and I were talking about some of these amazing children who are coming onto the planet right now who can pick up a book, like a 400-page book and read it like in 15 minutes. It's not because they're speed reading. According to Lee Carroll, when I was chatting with him about this once, he says that these new kids on the block, instead of actually reading the words, they know how to tune into the vibration of the author. And when they tune into that vibration, they can download the information that's within the book. So it's the same kind of thing. And it may sound a little out there, but it's very, very real. And I think that science will eventually be able to catch up with it. This sound has this kind of energy in it. And so your intent, and you are a healer by nature, although I know that you like to, sometimes you don't call yourself that because you also connect with the people in the mainstream,
mm-hmm.
but it's a very important part of the gift that you offer.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and speaking of science and infinite possibilities and where our beliefs might end up taking us, I mean, we continue to break through barriers of what's possible. I've got a new course coming up that I'm so excited to be teaching, and I want to give a gift to anybody who's listening today. If you mention that you heard about it on the Christine Upchurch Show, I'm going to give you 20% off your registration fee, which is already half off what it's going to be, because this is the first time I'm going to be teaching it here in the Seattle area, because it's kind of new. If anybody's heard of the movie The Secret...
Yeah, it's not a secret anymore. People have
right.
heard of it.
Yes. Mike Dooley is one of the presenters on The Secret, and he writes these wonderful notes from the universe, which are just delightful if you don't already get them. It's a free email subscription, and it's like having the universe just give you a pep talk every morning when you open your email. It's delightful, lighthearted, and he's written a book called Infinite Possibilities and created a course. So it's a six-lesson course. And we're going to be doing it in two Saturday afternoons coming up actually February 9th and February 16th in Bothell. I'm doing a free introductory evening Thursday night, February 7th, and it's at my friend, the wonderful Alana Yagodayev. She has an American Family Insurance office in Bothell, and she's opening up the space for us. She's one of my colleagues in Eastside Women in Business, and there's been a lot of interest among that community to learn more about these principles. So,
and that's February 7th, you said,
is February 7th. It's a Thursday evening, 7 o'clock. That's the free introductory evening, so if it's something you want to learn about. And the class will be two Saturdays from 1 to 5 in the afternoon. I'm not a morning person, so we're going to do afternoon
God bless
classes.
You. You're just like me. If, I have to tell you, if Pat had said, oh, by the way, Christine, if you'd like to have a 10 a.m. time slot, I would say, oh, Pat, are you crazy?
Yeah, I'm up in the morning, but I'm meditating. I'm working out. Right. I'm, you know, answering emails. I'm writing. I'm doing all those wonderful things. So,
right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, that sounds fabulous. And I know how important our beliefs are. And so how do we shift these beliefs? They've been ingrained within us from the voices in our lives, our parents, our teachers, the religious figures that we grew up with. How do we step outside those beliefs and find our core beliefs, as you referred to them?
Yeah, well, one step at a time. A big part is to learn to listen to your body. Mm-hmm. Your body will give you signals when something feels off. And a lot of times we ignore those signals. We attempt to stuff them.
Right.
The brain picks it up as some sort of a stress. And so 90% of the people that I see, we're walking around as, you know, people in Western society living what I call like from the neck up, you know, our attention, our awareness, our observation, you know, the most important faculties of our consciousness, right? Attention, awareness, observation is out there. Our attention is on our to-do lists and what's happening in the world and our relationships in the past and the future. And it's not in here. We're not tuned into what's happening in our system. So when we have something that feels off, that's out of balance or out of alignment, we feel it in the body. And if we're not trained, and this is part of what I do with my clients, is training people how to recognize and shift those patterns. If we're not trained to notice it and to stay with it and learn how to process it, I take people through an actual step-by-step process on how to release it. We get that signal. The brain gets a signal. It's like, oh, something's off. And so it reaches for some learned behavior in order to feel better. So it reaches outside of self. So it might be, you know, grabbing a cocktail or having a cigarette or having some sugar or, you know, doing something that might not be to our best interest. But somewhere along the line, the brain has learned that that's a coping mechanism. And if you know, point A comes up and I feel stress, then if I follow this neural pathway, this particular behavior, and I get to point B, I feel a little better.
Right. Because we're all seeking relief, correct?
Exactly. Everybody wants is just to feel good.
Yeah. And we're going to talk more about how to find lasting relief when we come back on the Christine Upchurch Show with Lauren Archer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Sweet seducing sighs. Get me out into the night.
Hi, you're listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, and we're talking today with Bright Light, Lauren Archer. And Lauren, you've got some things going on. You've got a class on infinite possibilities. You were talking about that before. Mm-hmm. And there's another class that you offer as well.
Yeah, so for those people who want to get a little bit better grasp on weight loss. It seems to be an issue for so many people. You know, 68% of the American population right now is overweight or obese.
Wow. Yeah. 68%?
Yeah. It's huge. It's an epidemic. And there's so much misinformation out there. I mean, which diet do we do? What do we do? Carbs? No carbs? Uh-huh. You know, it's like so much is going on. And then even if we do decide on a particular pathway, oh my goodness, how do we get ourselves to do it? You know, people, many people come, they say, I know what to do, but I just can't seem to get myself to do it. So I've teamed up with a fabulous, another fellow Aquarian, one of my closest friends, very bright light, brilliant woman. Her name is Dr. Christine James. And she and I are teaching a class at Evergreen Hospital, and it's called, drumroll please, Eat Well, Play More.
Oh, I love that.
So it's fun. So she is going to, Christine James is going to talk about the eating well portion. She has got fabulous information. Wait till you see her slideshow about the American diet and what we're doing, and you know what, and how our bodies store fat, and what we need to do, and you know, a lot of stuff that I didn't even know. It's fabulous information. And then I take the second half, the play more. Uh-huh. I teach people about how to play mind games. We're already playing mind games with ourselves, but most of them are not so productive. You know,
absolutely,
they're not
absolutely
very effective. So I go through exactly what's happening on a subconscious level and how to play mind games that are really going to help you get over that hump and be better.
And it feels to me that sometimes we choose healthy habits that are based on fear, which is one of the things I learned a long time ago not to do, because when it's fear-based, then the motivation isn't about having relief, but it's rather about what something you're doing wrong. Mm. So how do you create that positive inspiration within your clients?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's really about tapping into their own value system. You know, when it comes down to what's important to you, what's meaningful, where are your core values? And this gets back a little bit to what we were talking about earlier, the patterns, the structure.
Uh-huh.
It's not about the story. There's a structure of how we think. There's a structure of where in our consciousness we put things, how we represent things to ourselves, whether it's in images, sounds, feelings, even fears. Fears are combinations of images, sounds, and feelings that aren't necessarily real at that moment, but it's where we're putting it in our consciousness. So if we're putting fear up really close and in front of our eyes, where that's, you know, a big part of what we see and what we know, mm-hmm. and we're putting the image of what we want to become, that value, like further away and out in the distance. It's a representational system. It's a pattern. It's much more elegant to make those shifts than slogging through the psychology of why. It right. doesn't really matter why. It's a how. So I teach people how to change the way they're representing those fears in their mind's eye, and to make them smaller and darker and put them further away, and then to really, you know, find out what's standing between their desires, their values, and who they want to become. You know, right. The identity of stepping into who you can be at your very best. And once those fears and those misperceptions and those beliefs are out of the way, then I think about it as stepping into, you know, it's like we literally become the kind of person we want to become. And then the change is elegant. There's no efforting.
Right. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. So I want you to remind the listeners again how they can contact you, Lauren.
All right. Thank you. So lauren-archer.com is my website. And then I also have another website that I almost let go of, but I just kind of rebirthed it a little bit. It's called Positive Central. And my Facebook page is Positive Central. And if you like my Facebook page, I will send you an MP3 file of a really fun 12-minute program called Awakening Soul. And if you want to sign up for the Infinite Possibilities course coming up Saturday, February 9th, with a free preview Thursday night, February 7th, mention the Christine Upchurch Show, and I'll give you 20% off.
That's terrific. And, you know, I have used your services in the past. I've been a client. I've watched you in these roles of teaching classes. You're truly a bright light and an inspiration. And, you know, it's been fun to watch you not only guide others, but to embrace your own change. And that's one of the things I truly appreciate about you and how you share it with others. So if you have an opportunity to come see Lauren, I encourage you to do so.
Thank you so much. And what a gift to be here. I just want to do a little shout out to Benny over there. It is so much fun being here in the studio with him.
It's a pleasure to have you back.
Such a wonderful place. And Christine, congratulations on your show.
Thank you.
So thrilled to be here as your first gift to celebrate this wonderful opportunity. And gosh, listeners, you got to tune in every week because she is just such an amazing woman. So,
thank you. And by the way, happy birthday this week.
Yes, same to you.
Thank you. And you know, the start of a new show, it's you might think, oh, well, you know, two people just show up in the studio and start to chat. Well, there's a lot more to it. And so because it has been a birthing process of sorts, and this is my first show, I've got a few people I'd like to thank, because without them, this would not have happened. First and foremost, in this moment, I want to thank you, Benny. It's a pleasure to hang out with you in the same studio, but without you, it'd just be Lauren and I having a little conversation
over
here.
Well, that's okay, too. I think you guys could figure this out over here. It's not that hard. Push a couple buttons here. You're fine. It's a pleasure.
Scary. I can figure out my laptop, and that's it. But thank you for doing what you do. And I look forward to seeing you every week here in
the studio. To many more. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And I also want to thank the Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat team, Michelle, Linda, and Kim, who have been so helpful and instrumental in helping to make this happen. Dr. Pat, I want to thank you, wherever you are, for what you have offered me here and for your insightful coaching and your generosity of spirit. I also want to thank Peggy, who's my office manager and an amazing bright light who's a practitioner at my center, Peggy Snow. Without you, I don't think most of this copy would have been written, and there would have been a whole lot of errors. And she's the one who's helping to arrange to get the guests here and up online. And so I'm really grateful to you. And she's also a wonderful friend. So I'm just so fortunate. Rhonda at Indigo Dog Design for the creation of the banners. Mark for suggesting the Stellar Reflections Minutes. And we are going to be debuting that next week. So we're going to be offering some insights, some education, and some wisdom that's representative of what we have to offer here at my center at Stellar Reflections. Sabrina, my Authenticity Rising partner in fun, I'm looking forward to having you on my show. And I'm also looking forward to when you come here and we do our Authenticity Rising seminar together. But I'm very grateful for your support in the transition to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'd also like to thank KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. And to you, the listener, you know, the Christine Upchurch Show, we talk about stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. It's my goal, it's my inspiration to offer you a new kind of conversation to help you connect with your true nature, because I think that each and every one of you is a bright light, and sometimes we forget that. So I look forward to having you listen to future shows, and we've got some wonderful guests. This is just the beginning. Next week's show, we have Julia Rogers Hamrick, who's the author of one of my all-time favorite books, Choosing Easy World. Hope to have you here next week. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world.
Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.